Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf. This year is the Lui Nishmas Rabbi Moshe Hauer Zitzal, who was the executive vice president of the OU and a close friend of my father, a true tzaddik, Yizichor Baruch. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Lamed. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis brings that Levi asked Rabbi a question. And the Gemara says the reason Levi asked the question this way is because he wanted to test how Rabbi will answer him. If Rabbi will answer him, Binichuso, meaning that what he's saying is not such a big chiddush, so he will know that the next level is probably not pigul. But if Rabbi will be angry, mirtach, rotach, in his answer, saying, what do you mean? What are you asking? If this is pashut, that this is not pigul, kol shekin, that the more simpler question will be not pigul. Meaning, Levi knew that Rabbi will answer him if he's asking too much of a simple question. Rabbi will answer him with anger, mirtach, rotach. So some point out, what shot you have? Rabbi is going to be angry? Angry is something the person should not have. The person should not be angry. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos seems to have a contradiction if anger is allowed or not. Because in Perek Aleph Halacha Dad, the Rambam speaks about that everybody should try in his midos to have always the midah hamemutzas. Don't go to any extremes. Brings the Rambam an example. Anger. A person should not get angry too easily, but also he should not be like as if nothing bothers him. He should be have the middle ground. It should be something in between. He should get angry only when something very big happens. So Mashra from the Rambam, that to be angry, it's allowed if it's justified. But then the Rambam, and Hilchos Deos Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, he says over there things that a person should not take the middle ground. He speaks about a gaiva, and then he speaks about a kas, about anger. And it says, Akas mido roi ad lemoid. A person should get away from it until the kotze. Should not get angry at all, even something which is proper to get angry. Now, this seems to be a contradiction in the Rambam. Rabbi Nuyoino, in Ovois, Perek Beis Mishtayud, seems to say like the first Rambam. Because Rabbi Nuyoino says that a person should not get angry easily, but if it's something which he should get angry, then you should get angry. So, is the Rambam agreeing with Rabbi Yoyner or disagreeing with Rabbi Yoyner? So, the Knesset HaGdoilah, in the Chelek, what is piece called the Shoynes Rambam, he says, continue the Rambam, the Rambam says like this, he says, if a person does want to scare a bit his family, or al tzibur, in my parnos, and he wants to show them anger, so they'll do tshuva. So then, meaning a person should pretend he's angry. He should not really get angry. He should just pretend to be angry in order to be mechanech people, but not really to be angry. Says that's what the Rambam means as well. When he says that a person, when something is big, so then he should not be as if nothing bothers him, but be a Beinoni, not he should really get angry. But he should show anger so people will learn from him not to do it again. Merkevus HaMishnah, here in Hilchos Deos, he brings the Knesset HaGdoilah and he says a very big doichek. It's not mashma in Loshon HaRambam at all. As mashma the Rambam says that he should really be angry, it's also meduik from the part of the Loshonis over there. But the Knesset HaGdoilah, that's how he learns. Maybe to explain a little bit more what the Knesset HaGdoilah wants to say, and that may be pshat also in Rabbi Yoino, is that what the Rambam speaks about, the anger, is a terrible thing, is when the anger is controlling the person. When a person, what we call in English, loses his temper, meaning he loses himself, he's not in control. That's the very bad thing. That nobody should ever have that. What the Rambam is speaking about, the anger is mutter, is when the anger is controlled anger. A person is in control, it's not consuming him, but he comes and he's showing anger, he's bringing anger outside, because it's something which is proper, that this thing should not happen. He's showing anger. So this is something which is mutter. And that is very clear in our Gemara. Because Levi is asking a question to Rebbe. He says, depends on Rebbe answers. If he says pashut, okay, that means one thing. If he's angry, who says he's going to be angry? He's going to lose his temper. Pshat is not the Rebbe is going to lose his temper. Rebbe is going to show anger when the question is not asked correctly. Ayin the Shita Mikubetzes that says, no, the anger is supposed to be only when there's a kula that comes out of it. Meaning it's a very controlled anger. That the Rebbe decides when and where to show anger to his Talmid, so his Talmid will learn that either the question is not a good question, or the Psak Halachi wants to say he's coming to make a mistake. But it's an anger which is more of a chinuch type of anger. It's an anger of a presentation to teach something to somebody else. And this is what the Rambam says, this is allowed to do that. This is really not a contradiction in the Rambam. A person should have anger, a controlled anger that he is a bailim on, that he owns it. Anyone who wants to sponsor or join the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.